Jacobson is a familiar name in Champaign County. She served as the county recorder of deeds for 12 years until she made an unsuccessful run for state representative in 1996. But things were different this time around.
I've been active in the community since then, and I think because of the kind of work that I've been involved with, whether it's a job or volunteer work, in just working with people, talking to people, listening to people all the time, I think that has helped win this election.
Earlier in the evening, her Republican opponent Tom Burns spoke about the race in general, which had become extremely negative, with charges from both Jacobson and Burns of distortion and falsehoods.
That's not a fun way to run an election, and I'm really not pleased with that at all. We need to do better than that in our society, to have a better interchange of ideas rather than this approach on personalities, and it's just not right.
The race was not only negative, but also a Tier 1 target and the most expensive House race in the state, with each candidate raising near $350,000. Jacobson says she's elated with her victory and says she wants to tackle some of the state's biggest issues when she heads to Springfield.
You know, as I said, I really want to work towards having the state fund our education at the 50% level that it should do. I want to make sure that we have prescription drugs for seniors at a reduced 50% reduction, and the very things that I said were positions in my campaign are what I want to work on.
With more than 25,000 votes cast in the race, Jacobson won by just under 1,500 votes. I'm Allie Kawa, AM 580 News.